Okay, we're going to go on to explain the third Mishnah of the first Perek in Baba Kama. Shum kesef, v'shaveh kesef, b'fnei beitin. Shum kesef means, the Gemara explains that if my, let's say, my bull went and ran over someone's clothes or something and destroyed it, so this person can't decide that he'll just take my bull away and that'll be what I have to pay. We have to see exactly how much estimate the damage and according to that pay. V'shveh kesef. The Gemara explains that if someone caused damage to someone else and later on died, so the orphans that are left that they also have to make up for what their father did, then they have to pay, but only from the karkaot, from the fields that they inherited from their father. If it's metaltalin, it wasn't field, it's some money or objects or something that's not a field, they don't have to pay from that. Bifnei Beitin, this is done in front of Beitin. Beitin have to sit down, it's the rabbinical court, they sit down and they estimate exactly the damages. Bad pi edim, according to witnesses, we don't have to pay, there's no witnesses. Of course, if I confess, then of course yes, but if I don't pay, if I say I never did it, then we need two witnesses. Bnei chorin, bnei brit, they also have to be not slaves, freemen, and bnei brit, Jewish people. V'hanashim b'chlal ha'nezek, the Gemara explains that if someone caused damage to a woman, or if some lady caused damage to someone else, it is the same, there is no differences. We are all the same. Then in this case too, they're also chayev. V'hanizak ha'mazik b'tashlumin. The nizak, the person who was damaged, and the person who caused damage are in tashlumin. They both lose from this case. How exactly? The Gemara brings two opinions. They both, which are Rav Papa and Rav Huna, they both give because they argue exactly what does it mean. If paying chatzin nezek, the rule is that a tam is a bull that didn't ram another bull more than twice, three times. Then it is only chayev to pay half of the price, not the full price. Now, after the third time already, it has to pay regular price. Now the Gemara explains that what does it mean that anizak amazik v'ashlamin? If a short tam, a bull that was a new bull never did anything innocent, went and attacked another bull, it has to pay only half of the damage. So that means that I lose, the person who caused the damage, and the person who was damaged loses from it because he lost half of his bull. Now, another opinion of the Gemara explains that hanizak hamezik tashlamin means that, let's say I caused damage to my bull caused damage to someone else's bull, and meanwhile the bull is lying there dead, and there weren't refrigerators then, you couldn't sell the meat to some goy, to someone else who can eat it. So it would go bad. Let's say it was worth $200, the bull, and then it went down, it was killed, so it was only worth $100, but still it's rotting on the floor there, so it's called pchat minezek. It's what's left from after. By the time we go to Beitin and everything, the bull isn't worth $100 anymore, it's worth like $50. So those $50 that were lost after the damage, that is on the nizak, the person who was damaged, he loses from that. It's not that I have to make up for him $150, I only have to pay him $100, and the last $50 that were lost, he loses from it.